It's time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
Yes. 100.3 The Sound. Laughter 45 After, supported by our good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. Andrew Norelli playing the Comedy Magic Club this Thursday and the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club Friday and Saturday. Andrew Norelli explains why America needs to be more like France.
I think the media obsesses about the economy too much. Okay, America doesn't have to have the best economy. We just have to be happy. Yeah, look at France. Their economy's terrible, and they're happy. You know why? Because they work 4 hours a year. Two of those hours they call in sick. It's not even real sick. It's French sick. They're like, oh, I cannot come in. I am dizzy from the jacuzzi. Oh, la, la. I'm so tired from my ménage à trois. Their boss doesn't care. He's not there. He's like, it's okay. I'm sick, too. I drank a smoothie too fast. I live in California where it's the opposite, right? Everyone has to one-up you. Oh, you do yoga? I do combination yoga, Pilates, kayak, mountain climbing. I do it underwater. These overachievers, we're on to you, okay? You're not better than us. You're empty inside. You're filling a void, and you fill it with achievement. Yeah. Yeah. Call these people out next time you run into them. Call them out. Next time somebody goes, I'm training for a triathlon, just look them right in the face and go, your parents' divorce was not your fault. Used to be California. Now you can't smoke cigarettes anywhere, which I think is totally fair. Smokers, on the other hand, act like the rules we have set up are not completely logical. You know, oh, I can't believe you have to step outside to blow poisonous fumes in the air. Sounds like an indoor activity to me. Smokers are the only drug addicts that complain about how inconvenient their own drug use is. I mean, cokeheads don't walk around. Like, why are all the mirrors on the wall? I bought a mattress recently. When's the last time you've done that? It is very overwhelming. Mattresses are now more complicated than computers. I couldn't answer a single question the sales guy asked me. He's like, well, what would you like? Gel, hybrid, latex, foam, memory foam, innerspring? Dude, I'm looking for a rectangle slightly bigger than me. I'm just trying to lay down. I don't know what other people are doing. Then he said, you're going to have to rotate this every 3 months. I'm rotating it never. I'm just going to warn you right now. I will never rotate it. That sounds ridiculous. This is not a vehicle. He goes, well, it's going to get lopsided. I weigh 165 pounds. How am I going to break a mattress? What do they do when a 400-pound guy walks in there? Sir, you're going to have to rotate this every 3 minutes. We did the calculations. That's what it comes out to be. Try to sleep in short spurts if you can. I don't need a big mattress because I'm single, because I don't like going out on first dates. Those are so awkward. Oh, they're filled with pointless questions. I was out with this woman and she's like, so, what's your favorite color? My favorite color? I have no idea. I'm a guy. What is your favorite drywall adhesive?
Andrew Norelli. And a Laughter at 45 After. Yes. 100.3 The Sound.